Rodgers in trouble. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win.
Pressure, pass is picked off, and who is it? Big B.J. Raji for the touchdown.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pax What She Said podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined, as always, by Perry Goldstein. And we also have an incredible interview on deck today. Going to be a shorter show, but that's because we wanted this special guest's interview to stand on its own. We have former Memphis running back, Green Bay Packer, Patrick Taylor, joining the show, telling you all of the things about his career coming to the Packers, what his first year was like. And yeah, Perry, Patrick Taylor's the coolest person. What a good guy.
So nice. Just so gracious with his time. Also, like, thank you. So, I mean, I can't imagine how busy things are even with the off season, right? Like, they're right in the thick of their virtual now, OTAs and things like that. So just really appreciate it, but loved hearing about his time at school and his goals and what it's been like to be in Green Bay, especially last year, in 2020, and just overcoming his injuries and hopefully making it on the field, scoring a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah. And we have, you know, he did say that he would come back to talk about his first Lambeau Leap. So we're going to hold him to that. Running back 3, Patrick Taylor. Can't wait for him to get his shot at the roster.
So we'll play it now and enjoy.
You know, one of the first things that we wanted to ask you about is just your career at Memphis. Obviously, really impressive. Over 2,800 rushing yards, 5.4 yards per carry average, almost 40 total touchdowns. So what kind of skill set do you think that you have that you can contribute to the Packers roster? Because I know, obviously, you didn't get to play at all your rookie season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was tough. But, I mean, I feel like I bring a number of things to the Green Bay Packers as far as on the offensive side of the ball, being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, being able to run in between the tackles, outside the tackles. I feel like I have good speed for a big back like myself, being 6'2", 220. So I feel like I can do a number of things within our offense. Our offense kind of reminds me of a lot of the stuff that we used to do here, there at Memphis. So, it's pretty exciting to know that everything that I did at Memphis is gonna, you know, transfer to the Green Bay Packers. And I also feel like I can play on special teams and stuff like that, being able to contribute on all units on special teams. So,
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things too that we did want to ask you. You know, being 6'2", you aren't necessarily like the prototypical running back being so tall. And I guess what made you fall in love with running back specifically when you started playing football, as opposed to, you know, like wide receiver or a different position?
Well, honestly, playing running back was, I just wanted the ball in my hands, honestly. And being able to watch running backs such as like Adrian Peterson or Le'Veon Bell, those tall backs like that, Brandon Jacobs, people like that. And I was like, oh man, if they could do it, I could do it too, you know? And I mean, it was, I just liked their games, Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson. And like, I try to take aspects of their game and try to put it into my game as well. So I just like having the ball in my hands. And I like scoring touchdowns. Well, love scoring touchdowns. So, yeah.
That's a good trait to have. Yeah. Is it cool seeing Adrian Peterson like still playing as someone you look up to? And now he's like, I guess technically a division rival, but it must be pretty cool to potentially be going up against someone that you like try to model your game after.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly crazy, like being able to be in the NFL and have an opportunity to go against Adrian Peterson. And after the game, I'm going to be fanboying, being like, hey, man, can we get a picture? Or like, can I get your autograph, stuff like that. I think that's crazy, but him being someone that I used to watch as a little kid is crazy, and him still being in NFL and excelling like he is. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, no question. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's exciting.
So as an undrafted free agent, you know, are there some like certain teams on your radar? Did the Packers kind of call you and notify you ahead of time? And, you know, did, like you said, playing with a future Hall of Famer impact your decision at all as maybe where you would end up?
Honestly, it was like a stressful time, like in that time of me, you know, not knowing where I was going, waiting for that call. Everybody's waiting for that call on draft day, and I didn't get it. It was tough. It was frustrating. But I talked with my agent, and he laid out all the teams that wanted to give me an undrafted free agent contract and give me an opportunity. And he felt, and I felt, the best decision was the Green Bay Packers, and I'm happy with the decision I chose, just because they're just such a prestigious and great organization, and they care for their players 110%. Them taking care of me, me being hurt, coming to their team, and me rehabbing there, and me getting to the point where I did practice, and I did have a little upset where I had to go back down on IR, but I mean, I have the opportunity to this upcoming year to you know, be an asset to the team. So,
yeah. And I think that's one of the things that we kind of wanted to ask you too, coming on, is, you know, what is your mentality like, and how does it change when you obviously as a rookie went to a team that had two really established backs already, and then they drafted AJ Dillon high, and then now going into the season where you could be the third running back on the roster. You know, Jamal Williams is gone now. There's still Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon, but you have a really good shot at being a key contributor for the team.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Man, Jamal Williams, man, I hate he had to go. That was my boy.
Yeah.
He was so funny and so lively, as I would say. Brought a lot of juice. But, yeah, I mean, my approach doesn't change. The way I approached it last year is it's the same way I'm going to approach it this year. And taking advantage of every opportunity, being on time, being prepared, and taking advantage of this opportunity, because not many people receive this opportunity. The only difference now is that I can actually play ball. You know, I don't have to sit back on the sidelines and just know my assignment, know my plays and stuff like that, and like rehab and work out and stuff like that. But now I'm like actually just playing ball, like what I love to do. So I'm excited for the opportunity that I get this upcoming season, and I really look forward to it.
How are you feeling? Like, how's rehab's done, and you're feeling good? Or,
I mean, yeah, like I feel great. Like it's been a long time coming, because like I battled that injury for such a long time. Like my first game of my senior year, I got hurt in the fourth quarter. Like, I think about it, like, it gets me every time. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's like something like you see out of like a movie or something. Like, and then it happened. You don't think it's going to happen to you, but it happened. And then, you know, my whole world got turned upside down. But I mean, I'm blessed to be where I am now. I truly believe that God places trials and tribulations in your life for a reason. And everybody's journey is different. So everybody walk is different. So I feel like I am where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. So what was that like then, not getting to practice with the team until December and now, you know, having your rookie year with all the COVID protocols and everything being virtual, what's it going to be like now going into your second year, actually, you know, maybe hopefully being able to be at Lambeau for a lot of that and being able to actually contribute and play football?
I mean, it's exciting. Knowing that I, like I said, get the opportunity to show that I'm an asset to the team, or I'm reliable, and like I'm not a liability to the team. So that's just me just playing ball, like something that I've been doing my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited I actually get to do that this year.
Yeah. Is it going to be different? Well, I'm sure it will be different, but are you looking forward to having hopefully in a whole in-person off season, since last year was just so kind of, I mean, nobody expected last year to happen the way it did.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot better this year, 'cause there was a lot of uncertainty last year and you didn't know when you had to be there. Like, you didn't know, like me, I didn't know if I was going to be on the team, stuff like yeah. that. So it was a lot of uncertainty last year, but this year it's more like they give you a plan. They let us know, like, oh, we're going to be here this certain date, or, oh, we're doing virtual OTAs right now, and then we'll be in person on this date. So it's better now because I know what I'm looking forward to, yeah. and I know when I'll have to be there and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely helpful.
Yeah. What's it like, you know, during the draft process leading up to everything, to like read articles about yourself? One of my favorite quotes when you went undrafted to the Packers was from Lance Zierlein at Pro Football Network. He said that you were built like a comic book hero. I mean, do you read things like that? Do you laugh at them, or do you take any of it, you know, as truth? Or
like, I appreciate it. Like, thank you. You think I'm built like a comic book? Book character, but I mean, I don't really look into that type of stuff, just because, I mean, sometimes that stuff may be good or that stuff may be bad, so it might rub you the wrong way. So I tend to stay away from looking at stuff like that, because at the end of the day, it's not really what other people think. It's, you know, it's what I think. But I mean, I appreciate you think I look like a comic book character. I'll take it.
I feel like I'd have the same approach too if I was a player. I'd be like, I'm just gonna ignore it. I know what I do. I know what I can bring. Like, I'm gonna kind of like block out the rest of it, even if it's good. I feel like you can go down such a rabbit hole with like
absolutely
searching your name.
Mentally, it's mentally it could be draining, and it could be stressful and like give you anxiety and stuff like that. So like, I try to stay far away from that stuff.
Yeah.
And did you give any thought, you know, before you came to the Packers about kind of the legacy that they have as far as being a really good landing spot for undrafted free agents? I mean, Tremont Williams and Sam Shields are really good examples from recent history. Alan Lazard obviously has been a huge role player for the offense, despite going undrafted. Does that kind of impact your decision at all? Did it, or was it more, this was just the right opportunity for you at the time?
I mean, I feel like when in the heat of the moment, it was just the right opportunity for me. And then learning all that stuff, my agent telling me all that stuff, like I was just icing on the cake. Just knowing that I would actually get a real opportunity to play for the Green Bay Packers. So, I mean, once I heard that, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to work. You know,
is it helpful to have role models like Lazard and even like, I think of Bob Tonyan too, who went undrafted and now are like serious contributors to the team, to like see kind of like the model that they represent?
Absolutely. 'Cause I mean, those guys have worked hard for everything they got. And, you know, they bounced around for a little bit and ended up landing in a great, great spot, such as Green Bay. So, I mean, seeing those guys and how they work at practice and seeing how everything pays off in the game and stuff like that. So being able to watch those guys and making sure like I'm doing what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Is it hard, like when you go into the NFL from college, to be around so many players that you, like you said, Adrian Peterson grew up watching. I would imagine that you watched Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, to be in the same locker room as him, how does that feel? Because I know if Aaron Rodgers came on our podcast, I would have really hard times like focusing on anything.
Like it was crazy. He's such a great guy. But yeah, like, so like first time out outside and I'm seeing him throw the ball, I'm standing off to the side. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I was, you know,
like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's Aaron Rodgers. But yeah, and like within the first week, like he sat down, had lunch with me, asked me my name. Actually, he already knew my name, which was crazy.
Yeah.
He already knew my name, and we just talked about like where he's from, where I'm from, where do we go to college and stuff like that. But yeah, he's a great guy. Also Devontae Adams. I was like, oh my gosh, that's Devontae Adams. You know? Like I didn't I'm not that guy where I was like, hey man, can I have an autograph? But I was like, dang.
Yeah. Respect.
You know, respect. Yeah. Like I see you, bro.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Did you know anything about Wisconsin before you became a Packer? Did you visit the state ever? Or was it really just like shell shock to come someplace that it's so cold?
So let me tell you, the craziest thing happened. So right after the combine, I had to have surgery on my foot a second time. And I went to Green Bay to have the surgery by Dr. Anderson.
Wow.
And it was freezing cold. And I was like, there's no way I go here. There's no way I go here. And then it happened.
Yeah.
I was like, gotcha.
It was a sign.
I'm blessed to be where I'm at. I'm glad I ended up with the Green Bay Packers. Honestly, like I had no idea where Wisconsin was. I knew it was up top, but I didn't know where up top. But yeah,
I think one of my favorite like post draft stories was Jamal Williams, your guy. And when he got drafted, somebody asked him if he tried cheese curds and he said, what's a cheese curd? So whenever, you know, Packers get drafted, that's like something that they get asked is like, did you know about brats and cheese curds? Have you tried any of those Wisconsin foods or is it just not interesting?
So I've heard about it. I actually tried cheese curds my first year there. So like last year, I'm not a fan.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, I'm not a fan.
That's like fair.
A lot, you know, a lot of people talk it up.
Yeah.
But you know, I'd rather have, you know, cheese sticks.
That's fair. That's a good take.
You got to try the deep fried. I think that's when I like them is when they're like all fried. That's okay. When they're good. Yeah. Although I can't talk, I'm not from Wisconsin. I live in New York, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else, anything for everyone listening, fans, that you'd like us to know about you? It can be you as a football player, like you as a person. Like, what do you want fans to know about Patrick Taylor?
Really just be on the lookout this year, and I look forward to being able to display my talent and also share my story with how I got to where I'm at in the future. So
nice.
So I mean, I got a question for you guys though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how did y'all come up with y'all's name, Pack's what she said?
Well, we realized that there weren't too many podcasts hosted by women about sports. Mm-hmm. And because it's a Packers show, it just was kind of a play on words. Like, you know, instead of "that's what she said," it's "Pack's what she said," because we only talk about the Packers.
Okay. So do y'all watch, like The Office or something?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that kind of like where it came from or no?
I think the phrasing, yeah, like "that's what she said" was kind of just in my brain. So
yeah, I can't take any credit. Maggie came up with the name. No, I take zero credit for this.
The name is pretty cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
We're gonna cut that audio out and just, you know, say that Patrick Taylor endorses the name of the show being Pack.
We're very excited. We're rooting for you for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. You have an open invite. Anytime you want to come back on, we will be glad to have you. And, you know, we'll talk about The Office or things. We don't have to talk about football, but
yeah, of course, you know, we'll, I might just drop in.
Yeah. We'll have to do it after your first Lambo leap. We'll have to hear
how
the Lambo leap goes.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Really can't appreciate Patrick Taylor enough and the time he took to come on the show with us. Always have to ask players and people about cheese curds. It is a Wisconsin thing. Perry points it out every time that I have to talk to people about their experiences in Wisconsin. Please make sure that you support Patrick Taylor on social media. He is just a fantastic person. And I think, you know, after listening to the interview, you'll all realize how easy he is to root for as a player and a person. Perry, what else we got going on this week?
Next week for the show, we're going to bring back the mock. So Maggie and I will do a mock. I don't think that there'll be any betting associated with it this year, but we will do a mock and we'll see how we fare. And then look out in May for a couple of really exciting guests that Maggie and I are putting together at the moment. We'll talk. I mean, May will also be all about the draft, but just more about who the Packers actually picked. So that'll be really exciting.
Yeah, you will be able to catch us after the mock draft. We have our first, or another, I guess, live show for GSED TV, Packs What She Said Live. That will be on May 4th, that Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Make sure you come hang out with us, ask a bunch of questions. And then, you know, we'll also have a draft recap show that week. So lots going on. Make sure you check out the GSED TV watch party before the draft. I'm getting all mixed up now because there's just so much going on. But the draft is 1 week away, and that's exciting because we can finally now talk about something other than the draft. So Perry, tell them where they can find you on social media, even though they already know.
You can just follow me on Twitter at Perry_Goldstein. And please follow the podcast at PWSS Podcast as well.
Yeah. And you can find me on Twitter at Maggie J. Loney. And you can find some of my writing for Cheesehead TV. We both are also with the Packaday podcast crew. Packaday just celebrated their 1,000th episode. That was really hard to say. There's just so many episodes. So please make sure that you also support Andy Herman and that crew because they do fantastic work. Thank you, as always, for listening to the show. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.